You know, discipline is one of the most crucial skills that anybody can have. If you learn how to develop discipline, you learn how to acquire more discipline throughout your life, you'll actually be able to acquire more freedom, more time to do what you truly want to do throughout your days. That could mean spending more time with loved ones, going to the gym, exercising, doing yoga, meditating, reading more books, learning more about yourself, learning more about others, figuring out how you can serve others in a more meaningful way. Now, if you don't have that discipline, or actually having more health. Now, if you don't have that discipline, though, you won't be able to accomplish anything that you actually set out to. You need to have the discipline to be able to achieve your goals. So something that I've been doing recently, actually I've been doing this for probably the past 3-ish years or so, is I've been meal prepping. I meal prep all my meals. Recently, I've probably only been doing lunches and dinners for probably 2 years. Been doing dinners for about 3 years now, I'd say. And it helps me build that discipline. It's like, well, I might not necessarily want to eat the exact same meal day in and day out, yet I keep eating the exact same meal because when I eat the same meal, I know that I am going to be eliminating decisions, which when I eliminate decisions is creating discipline as well as creating more time for myself, because every decision that we have to make, where every time we question like, should I eat this or should I eat that, or should I wear this or should I wear that, or should I go do this or should I go do that, you're wasting precious seconds of time. Now, compared to, say, having the discipline to eat the exact same meal, you can acquire your six-pack, you can acquire the muscles that you want, you can acquire the look that you want to have. And it's always the saying, something that I always constantly remind myself of, is how you do one thing is how you do everything. So if you're doing one thing to excellence, then the likelihood of you doing everything else to that same level of excellence actually grows exponentially. Now, compared to, say, doing everything poorly and half-assed and not actually doing it to your full potential, then you won't actually acquire what you actually want to acquire throughout life. That's why even if, say, there's something that I might not 100% enjoy or 100% love to do, I'm still going to give it my all. I'm still going to do my best work, because when I do my best work, I understand what's on the other side. I understand that it's going to translate to every other aspect of my life. Now, compared to me not having that discipline and not doing what matters most and not being able to put in the full amount of work, then I'm not actually going to achieve what I'm wanting to achieve. Now, if say, I'm not sure what you guys are wanting to do or what you want to do with your life, and maybe that's something that you can journal about. Maybe you should journal about, hey, where do I see myself in 5 years? What do I see myself doing in 3 years? Where do I see myself in 2 years? Where do I see myself tomorrow? What do I see myself doing today that'll help me get closer to my goals in 2 or 3, 4, 5, 8 years? What do I have to do? What do I have to change? How can I evolve? How can I acquire more discipline? How can I acquire more skills? How can I build better relationships? As you start to ask yourself these questions, you start to get answers. You start to learn, you start to see, you start to visually believe and acquire and take action on what truly matters to you. And as you start to take action, as you start to do these traits, you start to ask yourself these questions, you start to figure out how to build up this discipline within your mind, it starts to translate to every other aspect of your life. Now, if say you don't have that discipline, you don't have that drive, you don't have that bravado, you don't have any necessary skills to be able to acquire what you're wanting to acquire, then you're not actually going to reach the levels of success that you're wanting to actually reach. Now, if say you have the discipline to wake up early, you have the discipline to go to the gym first thing in the morning, you have the discipline to read every single day, you have the discipline to meditate every single day, you have the discipline to eat healthy every single day, you have the discipline to say no to things that you know are not going to be serving you, then you're going to start to build that muscle in your mind. So it's kind of like, if you're a gym goer, it's kind of like going to the gym. When you first start going to the gym, the likelihood of you actually being able to lift those 40, 50, 80 pound dumbbells or do bench presses with 100, 110 pound dumbbells, like, you probably never even thought of that to be possible. Yet through the repetitions, through the repetition of your mind, through the muscles, through going through the actions every single day, through showing up every single day, building that discipline of going to the gym, lifting those weights, acquiring those skills, you're able to develop more muscle mass, and you're able to start moving up the hierarchy of the weights at the gym. And as you start to be able to lift more weights, you might be able to gain more confidence, more discipline, be like, hey, I need to eat healthier. I need to have a better diet. I want to be able to lift this amount of weight. I want to be able to look this certain way. I want to be able to be shredded. I want to be bulking. I want to do powerlifting. You start to ask yourself, like, what level of discipline do I need at the gym? What do I have to consume on a daily basis? How many times a day do I have to eat? How many times do I have to get up early and go to the gym? What do I need the pre-workout? Do I need the coffee? What type of protein do I need? You start to ask yourself these questions and you start to acquire those new levels of discipline that are necessary to be able to get the workout in, to be able to get your time and effort and actually do something beneficial to your life. Now, compared to, say, doing something that's not super beneficial and you don't have the discipline of waking up early, getting after it, going that extra mile, then you're not actually going to succeed in the way that you want to succeed. There's nothing wrong with that. But like, I believe deep down that you need to have that certain level of, hey, this is where I need to go. This is what I need to achieve. These are these levels of success that I'm going after. As you start to figure out what your levels of success are, you start to realize, hey, you know what? I can start to have more discipline in my daily life just because I have the discipline at the gym. What if I was able to translate that discipline to these other aspects of my life, these other aspects of my relationships, my friendships, my loved ones, my family? What if I was able to have discipline with them as well? What if I was able to have discipline with my clients, with my business, with my own mind, within my own self? You start to develop those muscles within yourself. What if you're like, hey, what if I wanted to be able to do my dishes right after I finish them? You start to build that discipline of, hey, you know, this is actually going to be easy. Like, instead of just leaving them in the sink and letting them pile up until it takes me hours to finish them, what if I just threw it in the dishwasher right after this? And you start to build that discipline up, because discipline's easy. Once you understand what it does and the opportunities that it actually offers to you, it's easy. Anybody can achieve certain levels of discipline if they truly want to acquire them. And once your disciplines become a habit, it's almost secondary. It's almost nature. It's like, hey, you know, the more discipline I put in right now, the more hard work I put in right now, the more time, the more effort, the more skills, the more connections, the better I'm going to feel, the better my body's going to look, the better I'm going to be able to interact with other people. And as you start to interact with other people in a way that you actually truly believe and you truly see yourself in those other people, you start to walk with more confidence. You start to hold yourself with more confidence. You start to talk with more confidence. You start to do more than you thought you were able to do in the first place. And as you start to do more, as you start to grow, as you start to acquire these levels of discipline, you start to create this level within yourself that you might not have ever imagined. You look back at yourself 2 weeks ago, and you start to realize, like, wow, I really was undisciplined. I really wasn't able to get the work done that I was able to get done. And now all of a sudden, I'm able to get more done than I was ever able to do beforehand. And through this process of learning, through growing these muscles, through growing the discipline in the mind, you're able to get more done. You have more time. You have more freedom to do what you truly want to do. You have control over your time. There's a saying that Jocko Willing says. He is a retired Navy SEAL. He wrote several books, actually. And he has a saying where it's discipline equals freedom. And yeah, it might sound contradictory, but it's true. Like, I mean, think about it. Say you're in school. Like, I did this as a kid. I would go to school. I'd usually do my homework in class, actually, because I didn't want to do it at home. I had the discipline. I was like, you know what? I'm going to do my homework now so I have freedom to do what I want to do after class. I did the same thing in college. Like, if I had a homework assignment or I needed to study in college, like, I'd study in that class. I'd finish that homework assignment so that then I was like, I didn't want to be in class. I didn't want to be doing the work that I had to do in class. So I was like, you know what? How can I have discipline right now so that I can be able to actually create something later or have the freedom to do what I want to do later? Because when you put in the work, you put in the discipline, you put in the time, you put in the effort in the beginning, you have more freedom to do what you want to do later. So it's kind of like the same thing with this podcast or for my Instagram page or for my coaching. It's like, if I can batch all of my content in one single day and get everybody done in, say, a Saturday or a Sunday or a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, whatever day I'm able to get it done, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get 2 weeks ahead. I'm going to have the discipline just to sit down, not be distracted by distractions such as my phone or Facebook or anything along those lines. I'm like in work mode. And when I'm in work mode, I have the discipline that helps me get more done through the long term. So it's like I'm able to focus on what I truly need to focus. And when I'm focusing on what I need to focus on, when, say, I'm 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks ahead of schedule on podcasts and I've released everything that I need to release, all of a sudden that opens up more time. So when I dedicate like a Saturday or a Sunday just to working my ass off and having that discipline, the rest of my week is freed for me to do what I truly want to do. Like, I mean, yeah, I love creating these podcasts. I love creating. I love sharing my message with these people out here that are listening. Like, I love doing that. I just also want to have control over my time. That's the main reason why I do this. I don't want to be sitting in an office 9 to 5. And I mean, if you want to hear more about that, check out the episode I did on Monday, episode 46 on dealing with people discussing 9 to 5 jobs. Oh, that's a bummer. I just paused it. So that's a bummer. Sorry about that, you guys. There's going to be, oh no, that's a bummer. Shit. Well, hey,
I'm sorry about the audio, you guys, for the end, but I'm going to end it right there. I accidentally messed up and I accidentally pushed pause on my keyboard. So I do apologize for that. Discipline, though, just remember, keep it in the front of your mind. Do it as much as you possibly can. Build that muscle up and you will get better at it and you will have more freedom with your time. I wish you guys the best of week after this because it should be released on Wednesday. And just remember, I wish you guys the most amount of success, the most amount of wealth and everything that you want in life you can acquire through discipline. Have a wonderful rest of your week and I will talk to you guys on Friday.